Caleb Armach looked at the lying clock. Sarai Hallman had been gone for at least 2 hours. So why did the deceitful device insist less than 20 minutes had passed? He made a mental note to have the royal clockmaker examine its clearly defective gizzards at the earliest possible moment. He knew from Sergeant Seahamper's earlier reports that a sizable clutch of palace servants had gathered outside the royal suite. There were probably at least a couple of fairly experienced midwives out there somewhere, he thought. On the other hand, he didn't want just anyone. The door opened again abruptly, and he looked up. "Well, it's about time." He knew he sounded less than gracious, but at the moment he didn't really care.
"I apologize, Your Majesty," Father Omar Arthman said, stepping through the door. "I'm afraid I expected Sister Frances to alert me a bit sooner than this."
"Not her fault." Charlian's voice got progressively higher and more breathless, then broke off in another bout of quick, hard breathing. "I'm just glad Sarai found you," Caleb said in a less harassed, more moderate tone, looking down at his wife as her hand tightened on his once again.
"Sarai?"
Arthman sounded puzzled, and Caleb looked back up, eyebrows rising. It was a sign of just how focused on Charlian he'd been that he hadn't realized the person following Arthman through the door was another priest, not Sarai. Like Arthman, he wore the green-on-green cassock and golden caduceus of an upper priest of the Order of Pasquale, but Caleb had never seen him before. He was a tall man with dark brown hair and brown eyes. "And this is?" Caleb asked a bit brusquely.
"Forgive me, Your Majesty," the stranger said in a tenor voice, bowing deeply. "I'm Father Abraham."
Caleb's eyes widened abruptly as Father Abraham straightened.
"Father Abraham has been visiting Bishop Heinrich, Your Majesty," Arthman said. "I hadn't realized he was in Telisburg until the bishop sent him to inform me Her Grace had gone into labor. I haven't seen Sarai this evening. Perhaps she passed me on the way here?"
"Ah," Caleb nodded. "She must have. Good evening, Father Abraham. Should I assume you have some small expertise in these matters?"
"I'm here primarily as support for Father Omar, if he should feel he needs it," Father Abraham said, reaching up and casually brushing his right ear.
"I assure you, however, Your Majesty, that if he should decide to call upon my services, you'll find that I am indeed well instructed in this area."
"I'm delighted to hear that, Father," Charlian said. Her breathing had eased once again, and she smiled at the newcomer.
"I trust Father Omar completely, but I'm glad Bishop Heinrich sent you along as well."
"Thank you, Your Grace," Father Abraham said simply. "It's an honor and a privilege to be here."
"You could have told us you were coming, Merlin," Caleb said very quietly, some hours later, sitting beside Charlian's bed while he stared down at the incredibly beautiful, red, wizened, fretful, eye-screwed-shut face of Alana Jeanette Naimu Armach. His wife was sound asleep, and his dark-haired daughter was snugly wrapped in a tight little cocoon of blankets. There were still traces of her mother's milk on her tiny, perfect rosebud lips, and he already felt the bone-deep programming of fatherhood sweeping over him.
"I wasn't certain I'd be able to,"
Merlin replied, equally quietly, through the plug in Caleb's right ear, as he gazed down through a remote at his sleeping goddaughter.
"Finding a way to get me on or off the ship in daylight isn't something we can do at the drop of a hat, you know. I wanted to be there, and not just because I wanted to see the baby born, either. I trust Sister Frances, when Charlie doesn't absent-mindedly send her off on a visit anyway, and Father Omar completely. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't relieved I could be there. They've both delivered a lot more babies than I have, but neither of them has a direct link to the med computer in my cave. Fortunately, Charlie was clever enough to go into labor in the middle of the night, and safehold nights are long. You got back in time?
Like I said, Safehold nights are long. I'm afraid Sajan Merlin's going to be meditating until sometime around midday, though.
Caleb could almost feel the wry twitch of Merlin's lips.
I still don't have to eat, but at the rate I'm growing and losing hair lately, I need enough replacement organics that I'm actually beginning to develop an appetite.
Caleb snorted, then reached down to trace his daughter's delicate lips with a wondering fingertip.
"She's so small," he murmured. "She fits in the palm of one hand, Merlin."
"I know, but she'll grow. And with you for a father and Charlie for a mother, I'm sure she'll be a handful, in quite another sense of the word, when she does, too."
Merlin chuckled, then his voice gentled once more.
"But I know you, Caleb. However big she gets, she'll always be small enough to fit into your heart."
"Oh, yes,"
Emperor Caleb Jean Harald Brian Armach whispered.
"Oh, yes.